Mexico's Supreme Court on Monday struck down part of the country's health law that allowed medical personnel to refuse to carry out abortions on the grounds of a conscientious objection. The ruling is the latest in a series by the top court removing legal hurdles to abortion in the conservative Latin American country. The court ruled the law did not establish the guidelines and limits necessary for doctors and nurses to exercise objection without jeopardizing patients' rights. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court ruled that women should not be punished for abortion, opening the way for them to access the procedure across the country without fear of being prosecuted. Abortion has been decriminalized in 4 of Mexico's 32 states, including Mexico City, in the first 12 weeks. Women will now also be able to undergo the procedure with a judge's order in states where it is criminalized. U.S. officials said Monday more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town as they defend a strong response that included immediately deporting migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town. Calling it a, quote, challenging and heartbreaking situation, U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a stark warning. Quote, if you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned, your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's life. Mayorkas and Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz claim they will look into agents on horseback using what appear to be whips and their horses to push back migrants at the river between Mexico, where thousands of migrants remain camped around a bridge. Mayorkas says he has asked the Defense Department for help in what may be one of the swiftest large-scale expulsion of migrants and refugees from the United States in decades.